Zohar, Parshas Vayishlach, Chag Yisrael, Day 1, taken an excerpt from 165b. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. The Sedra starts out, and Yaakov sent angels. Yehuda Pasach, Yehuda opened an explanation of this, and he said, verse from Tehillim, Psalms 91, Ki Malachav Yitzav Eloch. For his angels he shall command for you, Ishmachah b'chol techecha, to guard you in all of your ways. Hai kra'a ukmua chavai. This verse is explained by the friends of the Secret Zohar Society. The Ha'be shaitet ba'na shasi la'alma. Because behold, at the time when a person comes to the world, miyad is damen ba'dei yitzahara, immediately is waiting for him, evil inclination. Set there in place. That he's always accusing a person. Here, accusing in the sense of like starting up and trying to cause problems through tempting him to sin. One of the times we find that it says a verse that Hashem said to Cain, La pesa chotas chotas rovets, that sin crouches at the door. My chotas rovets, what does it mean sin is crouching? This is the evil inclination, which is in the parable as if waiting at the doors of a person's heart, try and tempt him to sin. But David hachinami kar yechadis. David also similarly called him sin. Since the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, tries to make a person sin, you can call it by that name itself intrinsically. See, if it's written to him in Psalms 51, and my sin is before me all the time. Meaning that the evil inclination, the remembrance that he's always trying to get me to turn away from Hashem, is always before me, in order that I should always remind myself not to stray. Begin to you over the banosh kol yom lemechti kami mori. Because he causes a person every day to sin before his master. And this evil inclination does not, it's not withheld from a person from the day he's born. From the day the person is born, almond, never. And the good inclination comes to a person from the day he comes to be pure. And when does a person come to be pure? When he is 13 years, is bar mitzvah. Then a person is united with both of them. One from the right side, one from the left side. The good inclination is to the right side. It's a horribly small evil inclination to the left side. And they are actually two angels. The inclinations, we call them, they're spiritual forces that lead a person in direction to Hashem or away, Chas V'Shalom. V'manin, actually pointed by Hashem. V'inun mishtachin todir ba'adei debanosh. And they're always found with a person. You can't shake them. Ozi ba'anosh is dakor. If a person comes to be pure, how yitzor is kafi kamei. That evil inclination is subjugated before him. V'sholat yamina al smola. And the right side rules over the left side, which the Zohar says in other places is the whole point of creation. Make the left side of judgment, not to destroy it, but to be subjugated and subsidiary to the right side, including it. That's why a secret, when a person prays, it's brought from the Rizal to put the left hand together with the right hand and the right on top of the left, to show that the right, or to actually awaken this energy above, that the right side of loving kindness reign over the left side of judgment. And both of them get together, they guard a person in all of his ways. Even the evil inclination, when he is subjugated, becomes a servant of the right side, helps to guard a person in his ways to come close to Hashem, who of it everything that he does. How to see if that is written, that his angels, he will guard you, to guard you in all of your ways, which means whether you're doing internal things, serving Hashem through meditation, Torah, and tefillah, and prayer, or even if you're doing external things like business and money, in all of your ways, inside and outside, spiritual and physical, all your pursuits, Hashem will command his angels, in the plural, to guard you, meaning the angel of the good inclination, the angel of the evil inclination, because they'll, both of them get together to guard you and help you serve Hashem. And in general, in the external things, there a person more needs the evil inclination. When a person sees that the evil inclination is functioning but subjugated to the good inclination, so then he can use the evil inclination as a tool to serve Hashem from external parts of existence, of life. Rabbi Elazar explains this verse that we started with, that Hashem will command his angels, as referring to Yaakov. So now getting back to the connection to our weekly Parsha in the first verse, its opening words. The Holy One, blessed be, he set up for him with him, with Yaakov, angel troops of appointed angels. Angels that every angel is appointed over a certain part of creation, of existence, of the world, and Hashem sent them, hosts of them, to be with Yaakov, especially when he's going to Esav to protect him. Begin, because to her, Iu Asi Shlim B'Shivitin Eloin, because he came complete with the supernal tribes. He had all the 12 tribes born already. Kulu Shlim and Kilkoy Os, they are perfect as was fitting. One of the Tamaras you find says, V'Yaakov Alachot Darko, Yaakov went on his way, V'Kuvo Malachay Lakim, and he met up with these divine angels. V'Tmer, and it was said, here, once he was saved from Lavan, and behold, he was separated from him. Then divine presence was attached with him. And it came holy troops to surround him, together with the Shekhinah, the whole royal supernal entourage of angels. And then, and Yaakov said when he saw them, behold, this is a divine camp. Divine presence is with me, with all his accompanying angels. And from these angels, he sent to Esav. Once the Shekhinah was with him, with its angels, he was able to use them for his own need, for the honor of Hashem, and send these angels to Esav to make Esav afraid of him. That's what's written, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Yaakov sent angels, Malachim Mamish, actual angels, which is one chat that Rashi brings. Havu Vada, they certainly were. And this made Esav afraid to start up with Yaakov, because he saw that Yaakov had divine intervention, divine beings protecting him.